Holy Dante 15 says, Honorable Judge God, you can't condemn me to hell because that angel had no right to enter my fishing wire home. I demand a St. Francis's hearing. You know, there is literally a part of the Talmud where the rabbis are arguing with each other as they do. And there's one guy, I think the story goes that there's one rabbi who is completely wrong. He's misinterpreted something. He's dead to fucking rights, but he won't stop arguing with it. And so he makes a point that if he's wrong, God should appear in front of him and tell him that he's wrong or something. So God literally appears before him and tells him that he's wrong. And he goes, no, actually, you're wrong, God. And he, like, Jew explains to him the Talmud to God himself. And God is, like, so impressed by this and says, good job being extremely Jewish. I'm very impressed that you've stuck to your guns, even though you're wrong, and have litigated this to the bitter fucking end, even to God himself. I'm so impressed by you. And that's a story in the Talmud. I'm pretty sure that's how that worked. I'm pretty sure I'm very close to actually reciting that correctly. The story was that the Jews can out-politicize. Oh, the rabbi says something to God like, you know everything in the heavens, but here on earth we have the Talmud, and we have the Halakha, Jewish law. And he's like, you're right, that's a good point. Very good. And he leaves. And that's like the actual story, is that you can out-litigate, out-speechcraft God if you try hard enough. And that's how the Jews live.